We're going to talk now about another piece of, I suppose, transport infrastructure, and that is a road in North Kerry. Kerry County Council closing the L6060 Duart Kilmorna Road between Folidarric Junction and Kilmorna Junction. It's going to remain closed until at least 5 p.m. Friday the 11th of December. The council made the announcement on the advice of structural consultants, as surveys must be conducted to monitor the bridge. Riverbank erosion underneath the bridge has been exacerbated by flood waters in the river Feel. Remedial works were carried out spring of last year. However, the road closed again in the last number of days. With me in the line to talk about this is independent councillor for the area, Liam Speedy Nolan. Liam, good morning to you and thanks for joining me here this morning.
Thanks, Charlie. Good morning to you and good morning to all our listeners.
So, first of all, tell me about what the reaction's been like locally and the level of disruption that's involved here. Long drive-arounds for a lot of people going about their daily business.
Absolutely. Total frustration, definitely at this stage, because this is something we didn't want to happen, which we expected, which I have said, if works weren't carried out and money got for this project since the remedial works in spring 2024, that this was going to close at, again, which is after doing last Thursday evening, ahead of another winter time, long evenings for people going to school. It's disrupting parents, times in the morning, times in the evening. It's really disrupting businesses over there. In a big time, there's shops, there's hardware, there's a nursing home there, there's the pubs there, and they are really frustrated. I stand with them in the frustration of it. I'm only at the other end of the bridge myself. At the other side of it, it's frustrating for me too, because I use it a few times a week. You have a greenway that's on the verge of it, that use the shop there. There's a lovely pop-up shop after popping up there in inside the centre of the wall, and that's all a big interference. And it is frustration from, and it really is. It is frustration.
Are you fearful that it'll be longer than 4 weeks? Are you hopeful?
I'm very, very hopeful.
Because bridges are tricky things, infrastructure projects, and if you talk about replacing or doing significant works, take a lot of time and a lot of money.
That's the problem. One thing we've warned about is that in one area of it, it is eaten off a farmer's land there in big chunks in times of flooding. And this could all have been saved. It's all going down one side of the bridge, heading for one end of it, whereas it could have been going down the centre couple of eyes. There's about six eyes in that bridge, I think, if I'm correct. And it's not going down the centre of it. There has been silt and gravel on one side of it that could have been well cleared up a long, long time ago. This was only all a common sense project, jury, to make sure this was not happening at this stage until the works, until money has got to fix the bridge and to do a new bridge there.
Yeah.
And not only that, now it is heading towards the other side of that, heading towards the steel pile and undermining the land there. So there is a lot of areas to be looked at on this project going forward, and we're begging sooner rather than later. The Minister for State was trying to contact Darragh O'Brien there, Michael Healy-Ray, Friday evening, and we're only waiting for an answer and waiting for hopefully we can progress on funding for this as soon as possible.
How
and only
much
hopefully
funding?
We'll open
how much? I know all these questions are being assessed at the moment, but the question is how much funding? And then you're up against, well, how many people is this commoding? How small an area is it? How small a road is it? And how does it compete with other areas that need to be done?
It's catering for a massive area, Jerry, because you're dealing with Duart, Kilmorna. But not only that, you're going Knockanure, my van.
Yeah.
There is Ballylongford. Not only that, some parts of SD. There is even parts of Glenan, County Limerick, Aitay and County Limerick that actually use this road. This is actually it is the only connection point from the bridge in Listowel to our boundary in Abbeyfield. This is the only connection point we have on our side, and it is vital, absolutely vital.
Yeah, no,
and
I'm not
farmers
that.
There, there's farmers there as well that have land on both sides.
For everyone who uses it, it's absolutely key, I understand.
Exactly.
But my concern would be, if you're looking at this project, and if it does run into maybe millions,
yes,
then you're up against other projects in other areas of the country, and it's value for money versus priority.
Well, we are trying to prioritise it.
Scale.
That's our fight, to prioritise it, to make our fight strong enough to prioritise it. It is down to government really to decide on that, I suppose, but it is on our patch on the ground. It is us to fight for that.
Yeah.
I suppose we want to know how much the monitoring has to go ahead with, to see how much...
For the four weeks.
Hopefully the result of that won't be into millions upon millions. Hopefully, do you know what I mean? It'll be a practical project at the end of the day, and hopefully there's a common sense approach on the project made as well to speed up things.
Okay, you'd like to hear as soon as possible though from Kerry County Council?
Absolutely, as soon as possible, and we are pleading and begging for the people of Duart and Mon and the North Kerry area now, and I mean that, I am pleading, and I have been vocal on it all this year, in fairness.
Okay, alright, Liam, listen, we're going to leave it there.
Thanks
to you for talking to me in the programme this morning. That's Councillor Liam Speedy Nolan there in relation to the Folidarric Cross to Kilmorna Junction road that has been closed will be closed until early December as it's assessed for 4 weeks of monitoring. It's an issue to do with flooding. It's an issue to do with the bridge, the condition the bridge is in. There are very long workarounds for a lot of people in through Listowel on one side and down through Abbeyfield on the other side. This is a key link for a lot of people in and around Douai with those businesses, that nursing home and everyone affected. If you're affected by it, if you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the show.